Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
He doesn't have visions of sugar plums dancing in his head. Right here in the lobby of the Seattle Sheraton Hotel, Eric Drivdahl is drooling over cookie staircases, pretzel fences, and a giant Rice Krispie Treat mountain covered in 100 pounds of white chocolate.
I've often wanted to project myself as one of these little people and, like, yeah, walk around and live the dream. Wow, look at this whole building is made out of candy.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Drivdahl designs real houses for a living. He also helped create one of the gingerbread train stations on display at the hotel. As a kid, he used to spend hours on the floor building things out of Legos and Tinker Toys. Now an architect at Gelat Hummus in Bellevue, he just couldn't resist the urge to make something Willy Wonka would approve.
You know, when you see like a material, like as pliable as gingerbread is, you have no, I mean, you just can't contain yourself. You have to.
So have you ever had to design things for cavity-inducing people?
The people are pure sugar, you know. I mean, they're a carbon-based life form, right? So, I mean, we're still designing for people here.
In this case, his people are about an inch tall, and they're made entirely out of icing. They include train passengers carrying luggage, a kid with a short attention span, and a team of athletes.
That's the Canadian hockey team. They're either departing or arriving here at the Quebec station, and they've got their duffel bags piled up, and they're excited for their next big game.
I head to the kitchen at the Sheraton and talk to banquet chef Jay Sardison. He's one of six chefs who volunteered to bake the gingerbread for houses that can weigh 500 pounds and stand 5 feet high. It's a lot of work, he says.
I'd rather do dinner for 1,000 people. No, because there's a lot of pieces in there, and then once you get it constructed, what do you do? What do you put onto it? What don't you want to put onto it? You've got to have some real good fingers to be able to build figurines. We've got an ice carver we deal with. We did Santa Claus and then the five rain kangaroos there. And you've noticed the one in the front's got a red nose on it.
He's talking about the Flinders Street Station in Melbourne, Australia, with its big blue domes and a team of reindeer kangaroos. The chefs use a honey dough gingerbread recipe. They start baking in mid-October, cutting out shapes from templates drawn up by local architecture firms that are also volunteers. The architects and the master builders industry group supply most of the decorators, who sculpt figurines out of fondant. But even though the houses are roped off in the lobby, vandalism sometimes occurs.
People try to eat the houses?
Not eat them, but they'll kind of, oh, how's this? Hold on. Next thing you know, they've turned around and pulled on something, and it's no longer there. I had a house one year, somebody did that. Somebody had pulled on one of the roofs. The roof was all over the floor.
So what happened?
Well, couldn't go build another roof, so it happened to be when we had a big windstorm, so got some yellow caution tape from our engineering department, put that across the top, and then my wife made two little signs, one of them that said insurance by Elf Express, so it was kind of, we made it look like it was supposed to be part of the house.
Back in the lobby, Drivdahl, the architect, tours me around Gingerbread Village. There's Grand Central Station with its gummy bear gargoyles, and the houses in the North Pole that have graham crackers for roofs. It's the island of misfit toys.
A pack full of toys means a sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys.
You can see, if you look at the images of all of these, some of them are quite fanciful, very sort of flights of fancy, very, they have a lot of bling, I guess you could say.
Drivdahl went for a more realistic look for his Gare du Palais, the chateauesque train station in Quebec. It has a black licorice road, green gumdrops as landscaping, and teeny decorative blocks adorning a couple of turrets.
These are dentils, right, that we made out of Pez. So if you look on these, you can actually read the Pez.
They are Pez.
Yes.
Would you be mad if I tried to pick something off?
I would be really upset with you, yeah. Although we could just tell Jay that something fell off and he'd have to fix it. So maybe that'd be okay.
This was Drivdahl's first time designing one of the Sheraton's gingerbread houses. And when he got too ambitious, the chef politely reined him in.
Well, like any good architect, they will listen to their builder, right? And take some feedback and modify the design to the practicalities and the limitations of the material.
He did discover one upside of gingerbread house constructing. There's a lot less bureaucracy.
You know, in gingerbread world, the building department's actually pretty flexible, I've found.
You can see how Drivdol and the rest of the architects and chefs unleashed their creativity through January 1st.
All aboard!
Florangela Davila, KPLU News.
All aboard! Tickets, please, tickets!